Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, here we are. Thanksgiving has already come and gone. We had a little snow Monday. I know I work out in Hopkinton, and driving very early in the morning on 89 was kind of a scary sight. I think it seems like the first snowstorm of the year. We all forget how to drive, apparently, so I know there was a lot of traffic, so hopefully that'll settle down. And, of course, on Thanksgiving Day at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, we had a 5K put on by Millennium Running, so that was a lot of fun. This weekend, it's appropriate on Thanksgiving that we have the Friendly Kitchen on, and Jennifer Lombardo is longtime executive director. I'll officially introduce Jen momentarily. Last week's show, very important show, we had two youth honorees on. Upcoming are the Jingle Bell Arthritis Foundation runs, and we have three of them. You can go on jbr.org, and you can find the registration information. But we have one race in Portsmouth. We have one race at Runlet School in Concord. And then we have one in Maine as well. And we have two youth honorees for each of these events. And I mention this again because these two young ladies have a lot of courage, because what people don't realize is that there are about 1,500 youth in New Hampshire affected by juvenile arthritis, which is actually statistically more young people are affected by juvenile arthritis and juvenile diabetes. And I think one of the reasons is that people don't know a lot about arthritis, that it can affect youth, of course, as well as the older population. And of course, adults also don't like to talk about it too much because they're afraid that their employer might say, oh my God, you know, so-and-so can't do the job anymore because he or she has arthritis. So we got to get all of that out open the same way Justice Broderick and I are working on changedirection.org to get people comfortable about talking about mental health issues. We have to get people comfortable talking about arthritis. I mentioned mental health because today's topic, the Friendly Kitchen, has to do with, you know, food insecurity. And one of the things I've learned by being involved with so many causes, it seems like everything is related, you know, food insecurity, you know, homelessness, drug addiction, alcohol addiction. It all seems to, you know, all come together. So Jen Lombardo, thank you for joining me. I know that you're very busy, and thank you for coming in this weekend after Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And your pal over there can't get enough of me. She sees me 5 days a week, Beth Ann Barrett. Beth Ann, tell us about yourself. What are you doing here?
Well, Tom, I'm here because you invited me, and it's an honor to be here. I've been here once before with Jen. I've been at Northeast Delta Dental for just over 16 years now, and soon after I started there, I started talking about my involvement with Friendly Kitchen, and the next thing I know, you were on board with a group of us going down every month to serve at the kitchen, and we're still there every month.
Yeah, I have such degree of respect for all the work you do, because it's easy to put it out there and encourage people to do it, but as I say at the beginning of road races, you know, Delta Dental can sponsor road races, including the Friendly Kitchen road race, but people also have to participate. So what got you energized with this topic, Beth Ann?
I've been with the Friendly Kitchen for a long, long time. I started my first involvement through my church. And it's really important to give back. And that's just how I was raised, and that's how I raised my girls. And anything you can do. And I didn't always have money to volunteer to help fund things, but I always had time, and I thought it was important.
Awesome. Of course, the Friendly Kitchen mission seeks to provide a meal for the hungry in a warm and caring, non-discriminating environment through the coordination of community volunteer resources. So back to you, Jen. Now, you have a beautiful new functional facility. Tell us how that is working out, and then tell us about your what you've seen trend-wise. Is there more? It seems like maybe the need is at least the same, if not growing.
Well, we've been in our new building for 4 years now, and the numbers have definitely gone up since we were at the Montgomery Street home before the fire. And I think a part of that is because when we had the fire, we had a lot of you know, we were out there. People found out about us. They didn't know about us. And now the location is easy to get to. There's lots of open space, parking for guests who have vehicles. So I think more people are know about us, and so they're coming out because they need us. So the numbers are definitely higher than we had there. And we're able to accommodate them, too. Montgomery Street was so small that it was hard to accommodate the larger numbers. But we've got a nice big dining room and lots of space for pantry food and a beautiful kitchen for the volunteers.
Kitchen is awesome.
To make the meals. So it's working out very well.
Now, I know Beth Ann, with her spirit and passion, is probably we probably have 100 people ready to volunteer. So the phone number is 224-7678. That's 224-7678. Or email thefriendlykitchen, all one word, at thefriendlykitchen.org. Now, is my pal Hope still involved?
She certainly is.
So tell us about Hope. What's she doing now?
Well, she comes in 2 to 3 times a week to help us with donations, to put donations away. She does some pickups for donations that we receive. Crust and Crumb donates bread to us every week. She goes, picks it up, brings it to us, and puts it away for us. So she does that on a regular basis. And then every Saturday night, she's there as our coordinator, who is the staff person who is there overseeing the dining room and helping the volunteers as they need it. So she's still a big part of the Friendly Kitchen.
That's great. Love, everybody loves Hope. Yeah. Of course, funding comes from individuals, businesses, mm-hmm. churches, right. And you can designate the Friendly Kitchen and United Way contribution
exactly.
as well. And of course, memorial donations. So mm-hmm. again, the Friendly Kitchen at thefriendlykitchen.org. So, Jen, what have you seen in trend-wise? I know now coming up to the winter season, and we'll be talking about an upcoming event at the weekday breakfast program, which is mm-hmm. actually coming up next week. But tell us, is there more of a need in any particular time of the year? Or statistically, I know you're probably seeing upwards to 200 people a day now.
Right. Yep. And it's interesting because we did look at our numbers, and our summertime tends to be higher, not significantly, but the numbers are higher in the summer. And why, we don't know. but they are. So a lot of times people will think the winter time is when you're going to have those higher numbers, but we still have a lot of people in the winter. But if you were to look at the numbers, the statistics, you'd see probably July and August to be higher numbers.
And it's totally non-judgmental, no mm-hmm. no questions asked.
Exactly.
The Friendly Kitchen, you know, feeds the hungry. And we've chatted about this before, but mm-hmm. There's families with kids, there's veterans, unemployed, and, you know, a lot of people in New Hampshire, you know, a one paycheck away.
Absolutely.
You know, and so mm-hmm. I think that you've seen it on. I love the approach of no questions asked. So mm-hmm. you inculcate that with the volunteers. So whoever's showing up there gets served, right?
Gets served, absolutely. And you know, you don't judge. You may see someone driving in with a car, a fairly nice looking car, coming in for getting a meal. Well, that may be the only thing they own. That may be their home, where they're at. And so we don't ask why are you here or even get names or anything. It's just if you feel that you're hungry and you need a free meal, you walk in the door and we'll feed you.
Now, Beth Ann, you're an energizer bunny. I use that in a very positive way.
Thank you.
And so you've been able to galvanize our employee colleagues. So if there's if you've energized someone at another company that wants to start a volunteer night, and how would you suggest that they go about, you know, getting it organized and getting their act together before they contact Jen?
Well, I certainly think that there needs to be a little bit of a passion there for the subject matter. For me, that was easy. I don't like to see anybody that has to do without a hot meal. That should be basic. But I definitely think, you know, get your colleagues together, see what you can do. It's a wing and a prayer as far as learning to cook for 100. You don't go from learning to cook for a family of 6 to learning to cook for 100 overnight. But there's lots of support down there, and Jen is always there. She knows what the needs are. So the best bet is to decide if that's something you want to do and then contact Jen Lombardo down at the Friendly Kitchen.
And again, that number is 224-7678. Jen, right before commercial break, tell us about the upcoming weekday breakfast program.
Mm-hmm. Well, starting December 1st, we will start up our weekday breakfast program. So we serve, at that point, we'll be serving breakfast seven days a week. The weekday breakfast program, it is basically oatmeal, cold cereal, and toast. And it started out years ago with the shelters, and when they opened up, I think it was 11 or 12 years ago at the churches, they asked us if we could provide breakfast for the people who stayed at the shelter. So we did that, and it's just grown to anyone can come, just like anyone can come to any other meals. So we do that through March 31st, and Tricia Foisey, who is our kitchen manager at the soup kitchen, is taking over that responsibility this year. So.
Great. And the other thing I think it's important to point out, because the Grapponi Center is going to be, their banquet room will be under mm-hmm. construction this year, the Friendly Kitchen will be serving dinner on Christmas Day from approximately 1 to 3. Tell us about
right.
that.
Well, we've got a call from them, from the Grapponi Center last week, and they were telling us that their banquet area is going to be under construction at the holiday time, and asked if we would be willing to do the dinner this year. We had done Christmas dinner for years before the Grapponi Center took on that that day. So we're going to do it. We're getting together with them to talk about, see what they can help us with as far as food and supplies. And but it'll be at the Friendly Kitchen. It won't be exactly like what the Grapponi Center does over there, but people will get fed. Anyone who needs a free meal for Christmas will get fed. So we're going to be pulling together volunteers. If anyone is interested in volunteering for Christmas, please give us a call, because we're going to start organizing that right after Thanksgiving.
Please do, because that is Christmas Day. So 224-7678. All right, Beth Ann and Jen, you can stay on with me after commercial break, can you? Can't you?
Of course.
Oh, yes.
All righty. Tom Raffio will return with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And this week, and with me, is my great colleague at Northeast Delta Dental, Beth Ann Barrett, and Jennifer Lombardo, who is the executive director of the Friendly Kitchen. So, Beth Ann, let's take a little bit of a sidetrack. And how long have you been at Northeast Delta Dental? And do you feel, and this is probably a loaded question, but do you feel supported in your community outreach and all, not just a Friendly Kitchen?
Yeah. Tom, I've been at Delta since 2000, July of 2000, so just over 16 years. And when I first started at Delta, and I started talking about some of the things that made me, which was my involvement with Friendly Kitchen and my church and all kinds of other things that I do to volunteer, because I kind of have a knack for volunteering, I was supported. And that we have a great program, an ECIG program and a VIP program. And basically, we are allowed to volunteer a certain number of hours and or get a grant of money towards our volunteering. Delta is very community-minded. That's very appreciated by all of the employees.
And one of the things I've learned, I mean, Delta Dental is known for a lot of very visible things, but there's a lot of quiet philanthropy that goes on and people take full advantage of. Why don't you explain what those acronyms are?
ECIG is Employee
Community Involvement Grant.
That's correct. VIP is Volunteer Involvement Pays. So as I said, one is a grant in which you get money towards your nonprofit group, and the other is kind of paying your hours when you're away from work, when you're volunteering at your nonprofits.
So thank you for really, though, engaging. As I say, we can provide those opportunities, but employees have to also engage it. Now, the mission of the Friendly Kitchen is, the Friendly Kitchen seeks to provide a meal for the hungry in a warm and caring, non-discriminating environment through the coordination of community volunteer resources. And Jen, you started in, your Friendly Kitchen started in 1980 mm-hmm. with serving two meals a week, up to three or four people. And now you're serving 7 days a week at 200 people. So is the need increasing, you think?
I think so, yes. And it's changing. You know, we're now seeing more families with young children that are coming through our doors. The veterans and the people who are just underemployed or unemployed. The homeless come to eat with us as well. And it's just a lot of people who are just trying to make ends meet, and they just can't seem to do it and with their paychecks. Many are coming we see that the numbers rise at the end of the month where people have either gotten Social Security or just their paychecks are just, they don't have enough money to feed their families or feed themselves. So the numbers tend to be higher at the end of the month, in the beginning of the month when they receive their checks. They may not show up, but they'll come for the last week or two of the month.
You know, when I was working on the steering committee for the food bank, and you know, to help raise money for the beautiful new facility mm-hmm. they have, that's when I really got into this topic, and that's when I learned that like one out of nine people in New Hampshire have some degree of food insecurity, and mm-hmm. and many of those are children. So it seems like it's so solvable, but the need, like you say, seems to increase, and some of that is obviously the economics, like you say, the underemployed, and like what I always like to tell people is like we're all sort of one paycheck away from perhaps yeah. you know needing the service, which is why it's so good that it's non-judgmental. Mm-hmm. Now I know between you and Beth Ann, we've really I think we've engaged the listening audience, and I'm sure that they'd like to volunteer. So what are some of the ground rules, and how if I wanted to volunteer? I mean, how old do I have to be, and what are some of the opportunities?
Well, in order to volunteer when we are serving guests, you need to be 16 years old. So we have recently started a program where for children with once a month we invite a few kids in with their parents, and they bake or make a dessert of some kind that we will serve that night for dinner. So that gets them in the building involved helping, because we were finding that there are a lot of parents out there that want their children to start volunteering like that at a young age. So we do have that program. But otherwise, you need to be 16. We have various volunteer opportunities at the meals. Obviously, making the meals, the groups do that. At lunchtime, individuals come in. We also have a position where it's a beverage person, so that's an individual position that can come in and serve beverages during the meal. And we're very fortunate that very rarely do we have a lot of openings for volunteers. So I encourage people to call, talk about when they're available. We keep a list of people so that when things open up, or a list of groups, so that we can get people in there. We might not be able to get you in right away when you call, but we'll get you in there as soon as we can. It seems to be a place where people, once they start, they don't want to stop. So we don't get groups that leave very often, but we'll work it. And we're always working to try to find new ways to get people in.
And that number is 224-7678, or email thefriendlykitchen, all one word, @thefriendlykitchen.org. So, Bethany, you had mentioned that when you first started, it was maybe a new experience to cook for so many. So tell us about that.
Well, you learn tricks along the way. And certainly in all of the years that I've been doing Friendly Kitchen, the numbers have grown. So when I first started cooking at the Friendly Kitchen, probably we were getting 30, 35, 40 people. I do remember one of those first years running low on soup, and it was just soup and sandwiches at that point. Mm-hmm. And winging up some more soup with some little bit of extra hot water, and you ran out of food. Peanut butter and jelly was the next best thing. And
everybody gets fed, though.
Everybody gets fed. Now, with a kitchen the way it is, it's big, it's beautiful, it's easy to use. There's a whole pantry full of food there. We're not serving just soup and sandwiches anymore. It's a full meal, and it's beautiful.
And it's quintessential New Hampshire because it's such a functional facility in the mm-hmm. way the campaign worked. So mm-hmm. it is beautiful, but it's also, very functional, and it really serves its purpose. Mm-hmm. So if there's one thing, Beth Ann, that you've learned both as being a volunteer as well as eye-opening, what would one thing be?
Wow. How thankful they are. When they come through, so many of them say thank you. I would say 85-90% of them say thank you. Some of them don't do it right then. Some of them make a special trip back.
To say thank you.
And that's heartwarming. That's heartwarming, you know, for the volunteers. And I think it makes them feel good to say it as well.
Awesome. So, Jen, the funding comes from individual businesses, churches, and organizations, as well as you can designate the Friendly Kitchen on the United Way form, which we just finished our campaign at Northeast Delta Dental. We also do the Friendly Kitchen 5K road race in the fall. And, of course, Hope Sun, we have the Dan Zanes and Local Friends concert. So I assume Dan's coming back again this year.
He is coming back this spring. We haven't yet got a date from him yet. We're waiting to hear from him on that. So I know I've been receiving phone calls about that. So just be sure to check our website. And it will be on there as soon as we know when it's going to be.
And that's the friendlykitchen.org. And I've been to several. It's been at different venues, you know, Beau and Concord. And he's always terrific. And it's always, a few years, we've actually had a Northeast Delta Dental booth. And
right,
it's enabled us to get the oral health message out there. Which, Bethany, and actually the one of my questions I wanted to ask you is are you able to see that there's an oral health need there? And do you think?
For sure. I guess that's one of the last things they think about.
Or can't afford to do anything with. Yeah,
it's amazing.
And of course, you know, we have different clinics and so forth, but it's definitely the word I'm trying to get out there. And we do a lot now with veterans. Been sort of finding out that. Some of the veterans, when they go to the VA, if they can't demonstrate that the oral health issue occurred while they were in active service, they don't get seen by the VA. And so we have we've done a lot of triage dentistry for veterans in pain, and also we've established a program with our sister company Delta of California called VA. It's called VADAP, which stands for Veterans Administration Dental Insurance Program .org, and for a relatively low dollar figure, they can get a dental program. But of course, if you have no money, it's difficult. So we've been trying to also do some free dentistry, because of course, I'm sure you've noticed this too. If they don't have good teeth, it's going to be hard to eat fruit and so forth. And then of course, that's that whole cycle of things that I've been talking about: the homelessness, food insecurity, health issues. It all comes, you know, full circle. So the road race in the fall, every year, love to see the, I love the fall road race. It's my favorite, Jen. So the funding, I mean, is that a constant thing you have to, obviously, as the head to, you know, worry, not worry is not the right word, but obviously you have to really stay on top of that, because no money, no mission, right?
Right, exactly. And we do put out two appeals a year. One just went out a couple weeks ago. We're very fortunate that people look to our mission and they do want to help. So those appeals have been very, very good for us. And we also have people who just, you know, send us a $10 check once a month all year long, just because they know we're doing something very simple, very basic, but much needed, and feeding people. We keep it as simple as we can. That's our mission. We're not doing, you know, anything else but feeding people, although, you know.
And it's directly to the people right here in the Concord area that need to be fed. And I love the approach, no questions asked. I mean, Hope's taught me that from the beginning. Yeah. Like you just never know. Someone pulls up in a car and you think, that's a pretty nice car. But that, like you said, that might be their home.
Right.
And then of course, the veterans. So we've got a couple of minutes. Let's summarize again the weekly breakfast program starting next week, as well as the Christmas Day banquet.
Okay. So starting December 1st, we will be serving breakfast 7 days a week. We serve lunch Monday through Friday, and breakfast, will be 7 days a week, and then dinner is 7 days a week. So that's our schedule starting December 1 through March 31st. Christmas Day, we'll be serving dinner from 1 to 3. Again, anyone can come, no questions asked. And if anyone is interested in volunteering and helping us out with that, please give us a call.
volunteers and funding and checks, 224-7678 or The Friendly Kitchen at thefriendlykitchen.org. Jen, thank you for your leadership in this important area. And Beth Ann, I'm really proud that you work with me at Northeast Delta Dental. Letting me work with you is awesome. So,
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.